There are two rows of columns that line the east and west sides of Memorial Stadium in Champaign. And if you look closely, you'll see 198 names of students and faculty carved into each limestone column.
Walter Payton, he was a captain in the 5th Engineers, and he was from the class of 09.
That's Melvin Scavarla, a historian for the U of I. We took a walk down the colonnade to learn about the significance of these names.
There are 200 columns, 100 on each side. And on each column is incised the name of a student, faculty member, or staff who died during World War I.
The First World War cleared the U of I campus. Over 9,000 students and faculty served overseas in the years America was involved in the war. That's about a quarter of the Urbana campus student population today.
It really decimated classes, and they had the ROTC training in various buildings. The armory was used as a dormitory for soldiers, and so it had a great deal of impact.
The original Memorial Stadium was dedicated in 1924, 5 years after the end of World War I. In 2002, the names of those slain in the war were added to the columns, and monuments were built to pay tribute to those who died in later wars.
After World War II, and after the Korean War, on the south side of this area are big stone plaques with the names of other soldiers who died during those wars.
But Melvin says the colonnade is especially significant on Memorial Day.
Memorial Day was particularly, at first for World War I, to commemorate those who didn't come back. So in that regard, it was a solemn occasion. And I remember as a kid, it was that kind of day where people went to the cemetery and paid respects to their lost loved ones. And to see these names and to think of the individuals who were in school here or who were teaching and the fact that they're not here anymore. So it's very special. It's a solemnen place here.
I'm Tiffany Jolly, Illinois Public Media.